Blog Talk Radio.
All right, the lines are open now. You can give them the line, the number, O'Shea. All right, let me bring five up. All right, here we go. The lines are open, guys. 513, what's up, brother? What you want to say? What's going on?
Hey, what's up with you, Steve? How you doing,
Steve? Living your world, brother. What's good? Chill, you got it, brother. What's up?
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, man, like, I didn't realize this because, you know, I was a naive little simp motherfucker, you know. I'm not going to say I was raised in a house full of women, but, you know, I had, like, a great balance. My grandfather, let me ask you something, Dean. You know you got your OG granddaddies of the family, like, their word just goes as it is. You don't question it, right?
There you go. Yes, sir.
Like, my grandfather, he was the type, like, I remember I was 5 years old. Family coming home from church, everybody in the living room. Now, the thing is, my grandfather, he didn't go to church, and he really didn't like us going either, but our grandmother forced us to. Now, check this out. We're all in the living room. As soon as he cut, all we see is his brown Cadillac, and he got a pit, and this is our pit bull brown spot in the back with him. Now, my granddaddy get out. As soon as he walked to the house, all conversations stop. You can hear a pin drop. Everything just stopped. You weren't allowed to talk until he initiated the conversation. Nobody, not even the grandmother herself. Unless she has something to tell him, like, oh, baby, the bill is on the counter. I already signed it. You know what I mean? But other than that, you know, that's just the power that he instilled. And especially as I got older, I remember he told me this, and she co-signed it on him. He was like, don't ever let no woman run your life or your world. And my grandmother especially, you know, she double backed on this. She said, yes, boy, these women are. She said, you got girls out here that'll use you, baby. You better not let them see you with your head up in the skies.
Exactly.
You know,
my
grandmother, when it came to approaching girls, my grandmother would tell me this, like, all you have to do is make them smile. And on top of that, be a man. Don't let them, you know, like, in a way, she covered shit test by saying this. Stand your ground, assert yourself, and your queen will come. That's basically what she would say.
Right. And here's the thing, 513, here's the thing that I want to say to guys out there. Oh my God, too much noise in the background. Jesus Christ, you mute your phone, brother. The thing that's the problem with a lot of young men today, and y'all want to call in, please call in. The problem is this. Y'all are taking on stories of other men. You're dealing with somebody who's been run over like a bitch to a woman, is going to bitch about women. But what's going to happen is the thing about, and I told you guys, the thing about cults, okay, they're always looking for somebody who is looking for a sense of community instead of making his own self a community. And what these cults do that a lot of y'all don't understand is that these kind of cults out there, they want to scare you. Like 513 was talking about his grandfather, right? The reason he's born, because his grandfather knew the importance of his last name. And he knew the importance of his sperm. He met a woman that was worthy of that, that created 513's father. And his father thought the same thing that his grandfather thought on down the line. But see, what happens for a lot of young men that get ran over by women, they want to blame women for everything that goes wrong in their life. And that's a beacon for a cult like those Met gays to sit around there and say, you're right, women are the scourge of the earth. But the question is, I'm asking you, we are brought here to do one thing. Turn out the lights, pull the electrical cord, and you're going to see what we're really here for. We here to fuck. That's it. We here to procreate. That is all. That is all we're here to do. So it asks the question, if these guys are taking you away from women, what are they pushing you towards? Are they pushing you towards men? Because if they're telling you women are the scourge of the earth and you are trying to fuck, then what you going to be fucking, dudes? Come on, guys. Y'all got to be careful about these guys out there. You got to be careful about anybody that tells you, join my cult. Because let me tell y'all something. There was no such thing as MetTown until this thing called the internet popped off. There were no MetTowns in the fucking 90s, in the 80s, the 70s, in the 60s. There were no fucking MetTowns out there because men were fucking men. just like a lion was a fucking lion. Men were men. We didn't have to sit around and try to be a part of a cult to hate women. How can you hate women? Dude, this is the thing that I don't understand. And I know I'm about to sound crazy. Y'all should have at least 10 bitches apiece right now. 10. All y'all guys should have 10. Easily. But you want to know why? And I'm going to give you my sob story. Because when I was growing up, back in my day, if you wanted to talk to a girl, you had to walk up and talk to her. In the second, the first and second grade, when you liked a girl, you had to write, this is the rule, you had to write her a note. I like you. Do you like me? Check the box, yes or no. And we passed that shit to everybody till it got to the girl, and she would check the box and bring it back. That was first and second grade. Third and fourth grade, when you was going to the roller skating rink and shit like that, when they called couple skates and shit like that, you had to roll your ass all the way over there to that woman. Felt like hours to either say yes or get rejected and roll your ass back. And as we got older, guys, back in our day, we didn't have the internet. We could only talk to girls in our neighborhood and a little bit outside our neighborhood, which meant, guys, is that there was a thing called get your ass whipped that a lot of you motherfuckers don't understand. There's also a thing called a long-distance bill. That means if you pressed one or accepted a collect call, that shit was going to be on the phone bill. And if your parents saw that phone bill, they were going to light your motherfucking ass up. So when you met a girl, if I'm from Maryland and she's from New York, man, only way I can talk to her is out of this thing called pen pal, where I had to write a note, a letter to her, or I had to save up enough money to keep putting money into the payphone to talk to her. Not before I bring you 1 second. But what I'm telling you guys, I'm jealous of you motherfuckers. I'm envious of you motherfuckers. You guys in your phone have access to every woman around the world that's connected. So how the fuck can't you have 10 women? How is it that you don't have 10 women? That doesn't make any sense. 904, what's up, brother? What's going on? 904 going once. 904 going twice. 904, okay. Oh, man, call back, man. We come back in. Come back in, 904. But what I'm saying to y'all guys, wait on 904. What I'm saying to y'all guys is this. You are in a time where women are giving up the ass like Halloween candy. And if they're giving up the ass like, I'm sorry, Nana, before I bring you in. If they're giving up the ass like Halloween candy, then how can there be a men going their own way saying women are the scourge of the earth when they're giving up the ass? 904, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. What's up, 904?
Hey, so I used to be a monk. And I gave up ass because a woman had put me through the ringer with false paternity, right? False paternity claims, this and that and the other. I got over the shit, and I'm no longer a monk, but I'm still MGTOW because I'm not going to sit there and cohabitate. Are you okay with cohabitating with women? I just
want to
know.
If you want to, but let me ask you a question now. Can I ask you a question? How's your question? You said that you was a monk because a woman did a false paternity suit on you. Am I correct?
Yeah, like I found out that she was pregnant before she got with me.
Okay, you found out she was pregnant. How did you find out she was pregnant before she got with you?
Because she had the baby. Basically, imagine a woman gets pregnant three weeks before you get with her. She starts showing signs. She needs somebody to provide for that baby.
Wait, 904. So you were having unprotected sex with her, am I correct? Yes. Yes.
Actually, I was not. But
then,
you know how they say
then,
it don't matter.
Wait. If you wasn't, then why didn't you go get a DNA test?
You have to wait until the baby's out. I did. I did ask for a DNA test.
Okay.
How do you think I found out? That's how I found out.
Okay.
I respect myself.
You met a woman that was already pregnant and tried to push the baby on you, right? Right?
Yep.
Are you paying child support to that kid right now? Are you paying? I don't
care
about
what
I'm talking about. Okay, wait. See,
I don't care whether you care about it or not, homeboy, just so you know. I don't care what you care about.
Homeboy. Oh, there we go. Homeboy. Okay. Now we know we're getting at. Now, I'm bring your punk ass back in a second, homeboy. But my question is, I want y'all to hear this bitch ass thinking. Listen, guys, there's a woman that tried to get him for a baby. She didn't get him for a baby. But because all of his butt buddies are getting got by babies, he wants to protect his butt buddies, and he ain't worrying about it himself. Am I correct now before I bring you in? And I hang up on your bitch ass. Okay, 503, what's up, brother? What's up, 503? Hello. All right, I'll mute you, dog. I'll let Noah continue on the nail. But, guys, this is what I'm talking about. When guys call in and make excuses for other men, why can't you worry about your fucking self? Why are you worried about the next man like you fucking him? This motherfucker, let me explain his story that he didn't want to tell you. This motherfucker had no game, and the chick saw he was a gump. So she ran game on him. He didn't have to pay child support, right? So if he didn't have to pay child support, then what's the fucking problem? Why is he on this crusade? Because he chose the bitch. Oh, wait, y'all don't want to take accountability as men. No one wants to take accountability. You chose the woman. But yet you want to blame the woman you chose? Because there's something that you did to make her think that you were soft as baby batter and she could run game on your bitch ass. But you don't want to be honest about that. But what was good was he found out the kid wasn't his. But here's the problem about the feminine thing that's going on with a lot of these grass-eating lions. They take one situation and they want to blame all women. They want to take one situation where he met a chick, he accepted the chick, she was pregnant, but it's really odd. I think he was lying to everybody, because if he's wearing protection, how does she come up pregnant? And I know where the rubber to break. I don't want to hear that shit. Then stop putting your rubbers in your fucking wallets so they dry up, you dumb motherfucker. Let me see. 513. Are you there, sir? God, so loud. Anyway, y'all want to call in 515-605-9373. 515-605-9373. You don't have to like me. I'm the bad guy. But I'm the motherfucker that has receipts, and I got results with my clients who don't worry about feminism, Me Too, and all that shit you guys worry about. Because for the majority of you guys, you got this win, lose, draw mentality. If you are real motherfucking men, you learn from your experiences and you make the proper adjustments. But one thing you don't do is that you don't join a cult of individuals that try to scare you into following their narrative when you have nothing to do with what's going on with them. Think about that, guys. I mean, there's cults all over the place. We know there's cults in the church and all that other stuff. But you guys are grown-ass motherfucking men, O'Shea. O'Shea, they're grown men. Grown ass men. Ain't that? He was scared of pussy. Mad. Mad as fuck. Hey, O.J., mad as fuck. Hey, O'Shea, 444 motherfuckers that... listen to what I was saying. Instead of being mad, why don't you give me your text? Why don't you call in and let me help you fix the your fuck-up you made with some of these women? But you know what? None of y'all gonna call in. None of y'all ain't y'all too ashamed to be honest with yourselves. And some of y'all don't even have women. And I understand where all the frustration comes at. You can't get mad at motherfuckers who are successful and you're not when you don't do anything to be successful. You can't get mad at that shit. Yes. 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 That's not, right. Right. Here's the thing, O'Shea. They can be foreign. They can be from the Alas of Munda. They can be from Mars or Jupiter. It doesn't matter. You're still running away from the fact that foreign women run game on foreign motherfuckers as well. Foreign women know bitch-ass behavior just like an American woman. Don't think because you're running away from your problem because you can't get a woman that you find a poor woman. Now, listen, O'Shea, if you go to the Middle East, you know, like Afghan, Pakistan, Syria, some type of Middle Eastern woman, they're born and bred to cater to their men, right? But here's the thing. It's no different from an American woman because why can't you demand the same thing from an American woman that you demand from a foreign woman? See, that's where shit gets fucked up because you're demanding a foreign woman to cater to your needs, right? That's why you go out the country. Well, why the fuck can't you do that to an American woman? And the reason why she ain't going to fucking cater to you is because most women, before they cater, they want to make sure you're worth the investment. See, y'all don't understand about investing. Because a lot of y'all probably don't do investing. I know a lot of you might do investing, but if you know about stocks, bonds, next egg, and fucking mutual funds and portfolios and shit, you will understand that women invest in men. They don't invest in pussy. I mean, guys with pussies. They don't do that. Now, don't get me wrong. A foreign woman, listen, you can go find a foreign woman, but how many foreign women are going to play you for a green card, get the green card, and dump your fucking ass to find a real man? Wait a second. I don't think they understand about Army-based women. You don't think these women that are overseas are not bred to find an American somebody to get married and have the American dream, get the green card? Then you can get rid of that motherfucker and bring the whole family over. But they don't know about that game. Because they think foreign women are stupid as fuck. But they are even more dangerous than the American women because their end game is not you, motherfucker. It's called a green card, being a citizen of the United States, so then they can get the benefits of a citizen. But they ain't ready for that shit, O'Shea. They don't want to hear that shit. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, but you, yeah. But you know, but O'Shea, they can listen. This is the thing that the guys understand. You can get a woman anywhere. That's the thing, O'Shea. I was telling the guys my side story. These guys should have 10. These guys should have one woman on the east side of town, one on the west, one on the north, and one on the south side of town. They should have one in a few of the outside cities. They should have at least one or two in every state. And well, not Wyoming and North Dakota type shit, but you know, California, New Mexico. You should have a woman and fucking, like Ludacris said, holes in there. You should have different motherfucking women, and then you should have your out of state women. There's no reason why these guys can't have women. But the thing that they're not doing, O'Shea, is that they're not being honest with themselves. Do you think by running away from quote unquote American women is going to solve the fact that you ain't a man in a woman's eyes ain't going to work? Oh God, the Met days have come, huh? Oh yeah, it's being brought to you by man maxi pads and shit. Met days. Yes. Yes. But that's right. Right. And yes. Okay, but okay, all right, check this out. And I'm going to use 619 as a prime example. 619, she seemed like she was a laid-back, articulate, fun. She was what I call like a nerd, geek, sci-fi kind of chick, right? She wasn't speaking Ebonics or anything like that. She was taking care of her business and all that other stuff, right? How many guys do we have not tried to talk to her? And again, this is what I'm talking about, O'Shea. See, a lot of men are scared of women, period, O'Shea. It's not about the color of their skin. It's the fact that they're scared of women. And they are scared to be honest with women. And they're intimidated by women who are doing shit for themselves. Now, you heard 202 when he called in. He said, I'm not adjusting, or I can't adjust, or whatever he said, right? That wasn't the whole point of the thing. You had a woman that I guess she was single, told you her height and weight, size 2, so she ain't fat or anything, O'Shea. She watches sci-fi TV shows, apocalyptic shows, right? So where were the brothers trying to talk to her? What was the excuse for not calling in and trying to talk to her? You want to know why? Because they're intimidated by that goddamn woman. And a lot of guys, a lot of black men stay in their ecosystem, O'Shea. A lot of guys don't go mess with black women that are loners, black women athletes, black nerd geek women, geek girls. They're black women that are jocks, black thespians, black women skaters, black women hipsters, black women preps, rockers, drifters. Black women come in all different things. But the problem with most black men is that they choose not to learn women. They will just mess with one kind of woman. And because she got a ghetto ass hole in the wall, bottom of the barrel with 15 fucking kid type attitude, they all of a sudden want to say all women are like that. But that's like a woman saying all men have tight pussy. Because all they see is nothing but weak ass men, right? So all men must have tight pussy. And that's not true. But the problem is, O'Shea, is that these young men that are making excuses like women don't want to be honest with themselves and realize that the problem is not the woman. Because a bitch ain't going to do anything that you don't allow her to do, dog. And that's at the end of the day. So if we are the leaders, right, O'Shea, if we are the leaders as men, right, then whatever a woman does to us is because we allow it, then, right? Because we're supposed to be the men, right? We're supposed to be assertive. But what lion, and I'll go back to nature, O'Shea, real quick. What lion do you know that will go into the Serengeti and complain to Mr. Hippo that the zebras are so mean and the ox and antelope, all they just don't care and they just treat me so bad and they won't allow me to bite them and eat them? That shit doesn't happen in nature. Motherfucking top predators don't bitch. They don't whine. They do adjustments. They adjust to the situation. Because a lion in 15 AD, O'Shea, is the same thing in 2016 that is the same thing in 1782. Lions don't change. It is the behaviors of these young men that they don't want to be honest with themselves. Anybody can blame a woman. Yeah, all women are scum. Okay, O'Shea, if that's the case, all women are scum. I'm going to stay away from women, but I want to fuck. So what's left? Animals and men. Take your pick. Yep. Oh, yeah, they all, Hey, a Midtown call in. Hey, O'Shea, of a Midtown calls in. Yeah, hey, talk all the shit you want, Midtown guys. But when the lights go out, you are still jerking off to porn. Yeah, he goes. Yeah, call. Hey, feel free to call in. Yeah. Oh man, they. Right, real. Hey, real. See, real. Right. Right. TheManMindset@gmail.com. Hey, Sweet Willie. whoever. Much love to you, Sweet Willie. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. Look, the reason I'm trying to stop a lot of you men from doing that cult type bullshit that O'Shea's talking about is because y'all don't understand. There are a lot of people that are being run, that women are controlling this narrative, and they're finding ways to declaw you and defame you by trying to make women the enemy. Women are not the enemy. The greatest enemy you have is yourself, and you just don't realize. It's like the movie Gemini Man, O'Shea. There's someone knows you better than you know yourself, and that's you. That's your conscience. And the thing is that y'all can talk all the metal bullshit you want to talk, but every time you see a woman that you want to sleep with, you're scratching your head and getting mad at yourself because you don't have the equipment or tools or knowledge to approach a woman. Let me tell you guys something. You don't lose by approaching a woman. You lose when you make fucking bitch-ass excuses like women for not doing the shit that you were brought here to do, O'Shea. I love the Midtown. I love them. Yeah, I love those guys. Who? Canada. I don't fucking know that bullshit, dog. Oh my God. Come on, dog. Man, anybody can listen to his voice and tell he ain't fucking. You could. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I mean. No more calls. No more calls. No. I mean, what's keep us? Keep us the number. There you go. Congratulations. I love the Mentals. Oh, wait, we got another call. I love them. Hey, more women for the real men. Oh, we got a call, O'Shea. Six 619, what's up, man?
I just sent you an email, Steve.
Oh, you're back. Okay, no problem, 619. Hey, 619, listen, I don't know you from Apple or anything like that, but I'm not here to defend you or anything like that, but I'm just one show men, even the Metals. What's wrong with this lady right here? 619, do you have any kids?
I don't have any children, no.
Okay, well, okay, guys. Well, so much for the all the black women got kids thing. We threw that one out the window. So what is y'all's excuse for not trying to talk to an intelligent woman that's laid back and loves sci-fi shit? This is the kind of woman you could go see Star Wars and fucking Terminator and shit like that with and don't have to worry about, I can't believe we're going to see these stupid movies. She's laid back. What's the excuse?
Well, they're probably gonna say I'm ugly. That's why I sent you an email so you can so you can let them know.
All right, let me look at y'all mean this email so y'all can see. I can tell y'all what the deal is. But
and no,
here
I don't.
We go.
Somebody just said I smoke weed. No, I don't smoke weed.
No, but see, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you are a nice, attractive woman. Yeah, she's a very attractive woman. She's a very attractive woman, guys. Hear that? She's a very attractive woman that's laid back. Damn, you got some full ass lips too. My God, God, yeah, me. Hey, Jim. Hey, yeah, me. Hey, shit. Hey, yeah. All right. Hold on. We got a caller in. Wait, 443. Do you wanna role play and talk to the woman, or do you have a question, sir? What would you like to do?
Somebody just asked.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
You
hello.
What's your question, 443?
Hey, what's up, Steve? Hey, this Aqua Dragon here, man. I'm a MGTOW. But look, check this out. Before you judge me, I'm a MGTOW, but I'll be recommending other MGTOWs to listen to dating coaches, you know what I'm saying? Because you still want to interact with women, you know what I'm saying? I said, listen to these guys to get knowledge on how to do it, you know, instead of hating women, because we don't hate women over here. I don't hate women. I'm against men who hate women, you know what I'm saying? So it's not no women hate thing. It's more like we're doing this to avoid the negative perks that come with relationships nowadays. It's not about because you can't get pussy. It ain't about.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, but no. Okay, no respect. No respect. I'm gonna keep going. I just want to talk to you. Okay. Okay. I want to take one thing. Okay. You said it's about the negative relationships, right, sir?
Yeah, all the bad perks that come with it because women, like you said, Steve,
okay,
women ain't like they were back in the day.
Okay, but what are the bad perks of the relationship? I'm just curious. Give me a few bad perks. I want to talk to you. I want to talk dialogue with you. Give me some bad perks.
Okay. I'm going to be logical with you. For example, marriage. There's nothing wrong with being married, nothing like that. There's nothing wrong with that. But see, the problem with marriages nowadays is it comes with all these laws where men get raped in the court system. Also, we got child support system where a lot of men who take care of their kids get put on child support. Go ahead.
Okay, my brother. All right, 443. With all due respect, I understand what you're saying, but let me ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
Why even go towards marriage and family court if you're just in a relationship with somebody? Where does the marriage come in at if she's not marriage material? Or she's not worth a baby. Does that make sense, sir?
No, it does. You know what I'm saying? But see, but a lot of times men don't be seeing the signs, or women, some people will change after a while because some people will put on their representative when you first meet them.
Yeah.
And after you get to know them, you start to see the real them down the line. Like, what the fuck? This is who you was when I first met you. You know what I'm saying? Because some people got agendas, Steve, and intentions. And you don't know their intentions. Yeah, right?
Yes. I agree. But wait, hear me out. You're right. But here's my thing.
Go ahead.
If you spot that, right, why even have her living with you, sir? Why not?
I agree with you. I agree.
Right. So what I don't understand is, I understand that there are problems in marriage and all that other stuff in family court, right? But that's so far down the street from you just walking up and talking to a woman. It's like a forced. Not saying for you, sir, because I'm giving you respect. It's like a forced excuse.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like okay. I'm gonna use 619 as an example. Okay. I just met 619. Right. I just met her, and I might want to talk to her, but I don't think I'm gonna do it because if I talk to her, the government's gonna get me, family court's gonna get me. But you see how crazy that sounds?
Hold on, Steve. Let me cut you off. Check this out. Now, I'm not saying don't talk to her. Here's what I'm saying. What I mean is, I'm telling men, interact with women, but keep it on a dating level. Don't take it to that high level. Like me, I'm a MGTOW, and I'm proud of it. I don't give a fuck what nobody thinks. But here's the thing. I'm not doing relationships no more because I don't trust women with my heart anymore, you know what I'm saying, because I know how female nature is. But that don't mean I won't, you know, still date women, fuck them, holler, and stuff like that. Right? Okay.
Okay, but see, you all right. I can fuck with someone like you because you were thinking, man, all the other bullshit I had before. What I'm just trying to understand is this. as a man and as the leader, okay,
right.
What I don't understand is how is it that men don't have their set of rules for themselves, right?
I agree.
To where if I do get in a relationship with a woman, before she gets a key to my place, this is how it's going to go. And if you can't agree
exactly.
with me, you're gone.
Exactly.
If
I agree.
This is how it's going to go.
I agree.
But see, for three, the problem is, and it's not you, sir, it's a lot of guys who don't have standards. So because they don't have
standards,
they let
women. I agree.
But that's why. But what I'm saying is, that's why a lot of them go that way, because then they want to blame women because they allow the women to walk all over them. Because here's the thing,
okay.
for three, let's be honest. A woman doesn't just wake up. You don't just wake up and marry a woman. You know when y'all start arguing, and you know when she started to be disrespectful throughout the relationship. But what these guys
okay.
do is they hold on to the relationship instead of dropping that bitch, right? And they hold on.
I agree.
And when shit hits the fan, they want to blame the woman.
Because I used to be a simp, and I was played by a chick 2 years ago. I was pissed off, but I realized, like, you know what, hold up. I blame myself for my part. It don't matter what she did. Yes, she was wrong. I could have did some things to avoid the pitfall. For example, like, if I walk up to a swamp, right, and I see an alligator, I'm not going to be like, why the alligator got so much teeth? Why does he bite? How about I avoid the swamp altogether so I can walk about the alligator?
Right.
Or if somebody put a turd in my punch bowl, instead of me trying to rationalize it and trying to mix it in there and turn it into a shitty drink, because I'm going to take a spoon, I'm going to scoop that turd out and throw it out because I don't want nothing to contaminate my punch.
Yes,
it's a metaphor. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's what MGTOW teaches. Right. MGTOW teaches men, you know what I'm saying, if a woman is flaking, get rid of her. If she doesn't get rid of her, have a high standard. Zero tolerance policy. You know what I'm saying? Because this is my train.
Right.
This is smack track.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to ride on my train, you got to follow these rules or you're not getting on my motherfucking train.
Yes.
Because if I sense one turn of my punch bowl, I'm scooping that shit the fuck out. That's what we teach men. We highly recommend guys. Do not hate
them.
Understand them.
Just
use strength and be open-minded. See, me, I'm a 360-minded person. I was 90 degrees. Now I'm 360 degrees, which means I see all sides of the circle, which means I'm well-rounded, which means I'm like an avatar. I don't just been air. I've been water. I've been earth. And I've been fire, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
But brother, you sound like a motherfucking man to me. That's what men do. Sound like a noble class motherfucking man, and that's why we have this dialogue.
Yeah.
Because the thing is that I listen. You can be. I'm not here to knock what you do or who you are. You can go where you want to go and do what you want to do. My problem is when somebody takes something that happened to them and scares these young other men to following an analogy based off of his fucked up, it's him fucking up. That's where I got the problem. If something happened to somebody and he needs some guidance to talk to somebody, that's one thing. But a lot of these guys are saying, well, look, I got with a woman, and she used me, abused me, took me to court, took half my money, right?
Okay.
And then he's scared, and then he's pushing that on innocent other young men. That's where I got the problem. If you got that problem, that's your problem and your problem alone. Because women don't treat me that. You see what I'm saying? That's where I got the problem.
Okay.
If you want to be what you are, be what you are. But don't try to teach other young men to be like you when it is you, not I'm saying you 443, I'm saying the guy that let the woman walk all over him, mistreat him, and then he rewards her with a ring, then he rewards her with a baby, and then he all mad at the bitch because she uses him, and then he wants to go and pushes his ideology to a bunch of unsuspecting young kids. That's where I got the problem. But what
hey, Steve, let me ask you this, Steve.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, let me ask you this. Let me cut you off. Now, it's the difference between trying to scare men and giving men the heads up. Like, for example, like, to say if you've been through some bad experiences with women where you had to learn their nature, and like, say if you tell me Aqua Dragon, okay, this is what I went through. This is how women are, but I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to give you some red pill awareness, and I'm gonna give you strategies because I'm a dating coach to avoid those pitfalls. Do you think that's okay by informing men certain things and also teaching them what to do to avoid or what to counteract and counteract the BS?
Right, but yeah, I see what you're saying. Follow me on this one, brother. It's not saying that I can't generalize because all women are different. But what the truth of the matter is she smells bitch on you. This is the absolute truth. If she smells bitch on you, she's gonna attack. That's just the laws
okay.
of nature. The laws
okay.
of nature.
Okay, I'll get you.
If you ain't got no spine and no fucking balls in this world, hunter be hunted. That's it. Women hunt men
got
down
you,
too.
Got you.
What they want.
Okay.
But
okay. Okay.
Because a woman did something in the Amazon to a guy, I can't use that as my catalyst to dictate my life. That's what happened to him. I would need to know what he did in this relationship. But see, I'm not saying you.
Right.
I agree. Like
you're a little
bit different. Seems like you were different. See, y'all metals are all different. So I can't. I'm not here to judge you for what you're doing. Because you seem like you're teaching these young men how to be men, you know what I mean, by your standards. But these guys, these other guys are doing disservices. Those are the ones that have problems with. If you're teaching young men, be careful, be wary, women can do these things. Okay, we know that, right?
Right.
But
okay.
If I know the government can do something, and I know there's family court, right? I know there's those things.
Right.
Right. Okay, I got that in my head. So that means preventative maintenance. First thing is no unprotected sex. That's going to eliminate family court. That eliminates that. Now, the government, that means she's got to show me she's worthy of my last name to even get a ring.
Oh, I agree.
Right. So then that takes out the government. Okay, so we take out family court. We take out the government. So then what's the excuse then? and we take out the attitude. So what's the excuse then if we eliminate those things before they even happen?
Okay.
Respect to you, brother, I respect what you're doing, dog. I have no, because you're doing, you don't realize what you're doing. You're just teaching manhood. That's all. That's all you're doing. You're teaching manhood.
Okay.
So I respect
all right, Steve. Good talking to you, man.
I respect you, Steve. Brother. Respect you, 403. Okay. Okay. Frazier. Okay, more calls. 267 up next, and then we got 615. 267, what's your question, man? What's up?
You hear me?
What's your question, sir? What's up? All right, well, I asked you what's up, you went on. Okay, next call. Area code 615, what's your question, man? What's up?
Yeah, is 619 still on?
Oh, shit, you ready to spit. No, she just can't hear, man. I can try to get her back on. Wait, stay right there. I'm going to try to get her back on. Hold on. I'm going to try to get her back on, all right? Stay right there, 615. Right. Hold on. Let me try to get her back on. Hold on, 267. When I say hello, that means ask your fucking question, please. Fuck, man. 267. What is your question, sir?
I said I didn't have a question. I wanted to talk to the lady. I tried to talk to you, but I couldn't hear you.
Oh,
on the I was talking. Yeah, I couldn't hear
my
you.
My bad. Okay. Hey, my bad. It's all good. 267. Hold on. Let me try to see if I can get it. Stay right there, 267. Respect to you. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to be rude. I see. I can apologize for being a fucking asshole. 336. You have a question.
Yo, what up?
Yo, what's your question, man? What's up?
Yo. Yo, what up, bro? Hey, you hear me?
All right, 336, let's try this again, sir. Let's try this again. When I say hello, 336, you don't have to say hello back to me, sir. I appreciate that. That's kind. But if you have a question or comment, just make it, okay? So 336, you have the floor, sir. What's up?
What's up, brother? Hey, what I'm trying to say is about MGTOW. You know, men,
yes,
you know, we have to think for ourselves. You know what I mean? It's like,
yes, sir.
Y'all, it's like, look, you can't be no simp. You know what I'm saying? With these bitches,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta be straight up with these hoes, man. Like, look, I got bitches on top of bitches, but the thing about
right.
it is, you gotta focus on your money. You know what I'm saying? If you focus on your money, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna win. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't be focusing on pussy all day. You know? Go ahead.
Well, 336. I understand focusing on your money, but focusing on you. I get what you're saying, but
exactly.
I'd rather the man focus on himself. And listen, I want you to make money, and I want you to have nice cars, and I want you to have clothes. Don't do that shit for no fucking woman. Don't do that for the woman.
Bro,
do it for yourself.
Bro, hold on. But listen, right. listen. I beat the system. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, I beat the system. I got custody, got all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Everything,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Everything in my name. Look, the bitch got to pay me. You see what I'm saying? So, at
right.
the
oh,
end
yeah,
of the
yeah,
day,
yeah, that's true.
You know.
That's true.
Yeah, I won. You know, the thing about it is I won, okay? You know, them bitches don't like it when a man wins. I won,
yes.
okay? I won in the
yes.
American system. And see, men, we can't be running up in pussy with our nose wide open and shit. I'm telling you now. You gotta really be cautious. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Because everyone talks about the court system, and what they don't understand, they can go to GregJaws.com. He can show you how to win
yeah.
custody of your kid. See, a lot of people don't
right.
see this is the problem with a lot of the MGTOWs. They think a family court is automatically gonna give the kid away to the mom. But they don't understand that.
Nah, don't work like that.
Like yourself, right, exactly. There are men like yourself,
yeah.
and there are people like GregDawes.com that show these men how to win custody of their kids if they choose to learn how to do it. It's just they choose not to do it. 336.
But look, it's a little bit more harder for a lot of men to win custody if the child is with the mother.
Yeah.
24/7, but you got to understand, you know, it's about leverage. You know what I'm saying? Always have
yes,
your
sir.
Own fucking house. You know, you got to have your
yes.
own shit. I tell men that all the time. Have your own.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
No, I'm agreeing with you. No, go ahead. I'm agreeing with you. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, look. See, I know what you're saying. You think most men is MGTOW of pussies, but it don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real stand up guy. But I'm an alpha man, and I ain't going to let nobody overtake me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real man. You know, I mean, I can get pussy any fucking time. But see, it's not about that. You know, also subscribe to my channel too, MGTOW fellas. But listen, it's about you know, gaining control. You know what I'm saying? Never move in with a fucking female. I tell men that all the time. When you're moving in with these hoes, they're going to take advantage of it. See, you always have your own. And if you have a kid with that bitch, you can kick her ass out. If she want to fucking leave, you can leave. Kids fucking stay. And guess what? You fucking regain control. You have to regain control. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you because guess what? These bitches will try to play you if you let them. But you always got to be one step or actually 20 steps ahead of them bitches. So if you see them trying to run some game, then you are already in front of that bitch looking right at them.
All right, well,
see what I'm saying?
All right, thank you. All right, no problem. Respect. Yeah, you can't come, but thank you, 336. We got you. But now 619 is back in because some of the guys want to talk to the women.
What's so funny?
O'Shea made me laugh. I'm sorry. O'Shea made me laugh. Okay. So they want to talk to you. 619, they want to talk to you. They called in to talk to you, baby girl. So 267. Wait, 513. No, 267. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set a scenario, okay, for 267 to talk to you, okay? 619, is that okay?
That's okay.
Okay. All right. So let me bring in 267. Now, 267, you there, sir?
I'm here. I'm here.
So check it out. Here's a scenario, okay?
Okay.
She's outside of Starbucks sipping on whatever, reading a magazine, and you notice her. Walk over there and show us how you would approach.
Okay. Ready?
Go.
I'm ready.
Okay. Excuse me. I just wanted to say you are very beautiful. Your eyes really caught mine, but I want to know, what are you drinking on? That looks good, because I might want to grab one, come back with you, and have a little nice sit-down conversation.
I'm just having a regular black coffee.
Black coffee. All right, I'm going to get one. I'm going to come right back. Okay, I got my black coffee. So my name's X. What's your name?
Simone.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. So judging by how you dress, the black coffee, I can tell you seem like a woman that's very health conscious, that likes to take care of her body. And I got to say, I like to do the same. So you should take my number down, and we can conversate on these things.
We can converse. I can definitely take your number down.
It's cool. You got a beautiful smile, by the way, and a very sensual voice. I would love to hear it over the phone.
How do you know I have a beautiful smile?
Because I can hear it. I can hear it. It's something like a vibe. It's something like a vibe. You can hear, because I know you're smiling right now, but you can feel that vibe from the phone. Something very powerful. You know, it's something that you... Because, you know, you don't meet us. See, I can hear you. You're laughing through the phone now, and that's a great thing. And I can only imagine if that smile, I can imagine what that smile would look like in person. You know what I mean? But this is why you just got to take the number down, and we can make it happen.
I mean, this is a good scenario. Like,
oh, what?
Hello.
I think it went bad.
Where'd I fuck up, Dan? Tell me.
I don't think you fucked up. You kind of put me on the spot.
Yeah, well, it was on the. Okay, all right, 267.
What's up? Where the fuck? Tell me, Dave. Let me know.
I think it was Keith.
That, okay, I'm going to give you a D plus C minus. Let me tell you why. I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Look, man, look. How many times I told you get in and out, man? In and out.
Mm-hmm.
You walked over there, excused yourself, that's fine. You noticed she's having coffee. You told her why you came over there, which is fine, right?
Cool.
But why didn't you set the date up? Why didn't you tell your girl to come out sometime?
I fucked up. There's no excuse on that, but I fucked up. I got in between I said some shit like, talking on the phone.
Yeah.
And then I was like, we are on the phone. I fucked up. That was me.
But, no doubt. But, Duffel, you're in front of – what'd you say about her smile? She got a sexy – what'd you say about her smile?
I could hear it through – it's something like you could feel – you feel that energy through the phone.
Wait. But you're not on the phone. You're kind of face-to-face at Starbucks. So what – energy on the phone.
Yeah, that's what happened. I was like, oh shit. I was like, yeah, because I'm like, we're on the phone right now. And I'm like, oh shit, the scenes in real life. But then I was going back and forth between. But I fucked it. Yeah, I fucked it up.
Okay.
No, wait.
Here you. But listen to me. She liked it. So to me, it was a C minus, but she liked it. So what grade would you give him? 619.
Yeah. I like it, but I like nice guys.
I'm not a okay.
You're not a nice guy. You're gonna say you're not.
No,
a nice
that
guy.
I'd rather you call me an asshole or something like that. I don't know. With a,
I don't,
I take,
like I'm
I,
not a,
I take,
I,
like,
yeah.
Dean,
no,
I think
I
failed.
I'm
you
not,
call me a nice
no.
guy, Dean. I think I failed.
No, fam. Mm. She doesn't mean nice guy. Just you are a breath of fresh air. From a woman that gets hit on with the hey babies and yo mama. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
So she's not used to guys properly walking up to a woman and talking to them like they had some common ass sense. You did that,
thank
even
you.
Though you fucked up a little bit. But you're a breath of fresh air in her eyes because she's used to hey
like,
baby,
that's not
what's
a,
up,
that's
girl?
Not a bad thing. That's not like that's not
right,
a bad
right.
thing. Being a nice guy is not a bad
right.
thing.
Right. So yeah.
But
so, but
like,
that's all
like
well, he kind of jumped back and forth. But wait, we got another guy. So
yeah.
267. We'll put you in. Okay.
Interesting.
Go ahead, Joe.
Hello.
Uh huh.
Right. She liked it. Yeah. Because he was all over the place.
I was jumping from worlds like Leonardo DiCaprio in that movie Inception. He was going from the dream world to the real world. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm on the phone. Wait, I'm in a person. And I was like, wait, yeah, I was going all over the fucking place. You're right.
I thought it was cute, so...
Yeah,
well,
I see people in the chat saying, "Oh, like no game, he was trash." I mean, I
well,
like,
tell they asked to call in. Tell they, I bet you they won't
call in.
I bet you they keep talking shit behind the keyboard. Call in. Then.
That 267, you just moved up to a B plus. Yeah, I mean, because you know what, you had the ball. Now we got 615 next, but you had the balls to do what most of those motherfuckers talking shit won't do. So for that, my friend, you move up a grade point. I'm going to throw you in real quick. Let's get to 615. Wait.
Hello?
Somebody just said 619, you said on Don't You Have a Life. I mean, it's Sunday, so.
Wait. Why do you care about her life?
No, I was just making that comment. I just seen it. It's Sunday. Yes, I'm still on. But if you know that I'm still on, that means that you're still on as well. So your point is moot. But go ahead.
All right. Yeah, we're having a good time because and 615 is coming up, but there's a lot of education going on because these guys have balls to at least get to know some knowledge. 615, I'm bringing 615 real quick. 615, you're up.
Yeah.
Are you ready for your scenario? 615?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, your scenario, okay, walking down the street. All right. She's walking down the street, 615. Go ahead and talk to her. What are you doing?
Hey.
615.
Hey, what's your name?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Sorry to bump into you like this, but couldn't help but see you from across the street.
Okay.
Can I get your name?
Simone, what's your name?
My name is DeVoe. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
So, do you work around here, or are you just around here shopping or traveling?
Just doing some shopping, some light shopping. What about you?
I'm here on business. Hey, Steve, these scenarios, man, they're weird. It's hard to...
No.
I would rather
talk
to her on the phone and ask her what kind of food she likes to eat than pretend I'm on the street.
No, listen to me. This ain't weird because this is what's going to happen in life. When you're walking down the street, you're going to walk in and run into a woman. I'm giving you real life scenarios that you motherfuckers got to be able to know how to do. Your problem is, how many times do I tell you? When a woman is going somewhere, right, are you not interrupting her day, yes or no, 615?
Only if I got, like, a trigger signal would I interrupt her, but I just wouldn't code
approach her. What the fuck do you know about me? This ain't about choosing signals. Follow, just answer my question. Are you interrupting her day, yes or no?
Yes.
So what do your parents tell you about when you're interrupting somebody? What is the thing that you say that when you have manners? What's the first thing you say?
Excuse me, miss.
So did you not say that? No. You went in and started talking to her like you knew her. Number one, strike one. Then why are you asking her personal questions about work? That's none of your business. Why ask her about work?
True, no reason.
Exactly, strike two. Strike three is, why didn't you just tell her, why didn't you just acknowledge, look, I don't mean to be rude, I don't want to hold you up, because I know you're busy going somewhere, right? I know you, I don't care about the where. I know you're busy, and I don't want to interrupt or hold you up. But let me introduce myself. My name is Steve. Matt, 619, you there, girl?
Yeah.
619. All right, let's do it. You and me, you're walking down the street. Let me show you. All right, 619, you're walking, okay? We'll do it, okay? All right?
Okay.
All right, 619. Okay. Here, I'm going to start you and I talking, okay? excuse me, can I have a word with you?
Yes.
How you doing? Look, I don't mean to be rude. I know you're busy. I know you have somewhere to go, and I don't want it to take too much of your time. But I noticed you over there, and your eyes caught me, and I want to come over here and formally introduce myself to you. How you doing? My name is Steve. Your name is?
Simone.
Simone, it's very nice to meet you. And like I said before, Simone, I don't want to hold you up, but the reason why I came over here is because I like to talk to you and get to know you a little bit better and maybe take you out sometime and talk.
Yeah, we could do that. That was very assertive, so I definitely would give you my number.
Okay, I was offering my number first. You call me, but I'll take, listen, here's the thing. Simone, what I would love to do is maybe we can go out and feed the ducks or something like that, get to know each other better, but I just want to let you know I definitely would love to get to know you on a more intimate level.
Yeah, the only thing I would say about that is you seem like you do have a lot of experience, so.
That's what I want you to say, exactly. Hold on, wait, Simone, stop right there. Guys, how many times do I fucking tell you? If a woman recognizes that you're a ladies' man, that you are a womanizer, that's what you want from her. Because experience comes with options. So I'm sorry, I just wanted to break off and tell them that real quick. But you know what? It's not the fact that I have experience. It's just that I know what I want. And it's not that I don't want you. I don't know you well enough to want you. But I do want to get to know you better and see what's behind the curtain.
I mean, would I go on a date with you or would I take you soon? I would be very hesitant. I would definitely go on a date with you, but I would definitely be very apprehensive because you do seem like you have a lot of experience. So I definitely know I wouldn't be like your first choice.
But that's what, you see that 615, that's what I wanted. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be apprehensive because guess what? Then when we get on the telephone and we start texting 619, we get on the phone, let's move it to the next level. We get on the phone, and I said, you know what? You know, it was real good. You know, I know you was busy. I was doing a million things, but you know what? I'm glad that I have the opportunity to talk to you 619. Like, I'm texting you that. What would you say back as a reply?
I don't know. Like, I'm thinking about it. And, is that how you really want to establish, like, a serious relationship? Or are we referring to just, like, meeting up?
Well, here's the thing. I can't tell you what I want because I don't know you well enough. I can't
tell you.
I'm just feeling you out because I don't know you well enough to tell you what I want. But you're allowed to ask me because that's what women usually do. How many? They either ask how many women do you have, or what are your intentions with me? That's what's on their mind. Are one of those things on your mind with the experience that you know I have?
Yeah, because you already come off with so much confidence, like you come off with so much like pride that I know that you have a lot of women. So then, like that immediately comes in my head, like, oh,
and right. So all right, you have other women. What do you want to do with me, right? You know what I would tell you? I don't know what I would want to do with you because I don't know you that well. But I can tell you this much, 619. The reason why I came over there is because you had a beautiful smile. It caught my eye. And I want to see, just get to know you better to see where you are because you are a beautiful woman. You have a beautiful body. But I want to know, does your personality and your character line up with your looks? Mm-hmm. What would you say to that?
Okay, then you would get me there because that's what men usually say. Because I think that when you're an attractive woman, men think that you're vain. So from
that point, I would be, now this is where my arrogance come in. I'll tell you the playbook. I'll tell you exactly what my intentions are. My intentions are this. I would love to take you out for ice cream. You want to know why I want to take you out for ice cream 619?
Why?
Because when we get to the ice cream parlor, the first thing I'm going to do when I see you, I'm going to give you a nice hug. I'm going to tell you how nice you smell and how sexy you look. I'm going to open the door for you. I'm going to go inside the ice cream parlor. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to see that guy named O'Shea that's on the other side of the, serving the ice cream. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk up to O'Shea, and I'm going to say, hey, let's say we're on a date. I'm going to say, hey, excuse me, hey, O'Shea, let's meet you for a second. O'Shea, well, check this out. My name is Steve, and this is 6-1. This is Simone. Simone, this is O'Shea. O'Shea, check this out. Now, before we even order the ice cream, let me tell you about the scenario, what happened. I was going to work, mind of my own business, and here she was walking, disturbing my world. Can you believe that she would do something like that? Can you believe that, O'Shea? And so, yeah, I know, isn't that crazy? But because she has a cute smile, I mean, look at her. She does have a pretty smile and everything like that. I had to go over there and talk to her. We spoke a little bit. But now we're here having ice cream. So I just want to let you know, she can order whatever she wants. But, hey, keep your hands off of her, man. I'm trying to get at her. Now, 619, what are you thinking right there?
That you're a player?
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Wait. Okay, you think to another level.
Yeah.
Hey, O'Shea, I want to tell you one more thing about Simone. O'Shea, come here for a second. Let me between you and I. She loves sci-fi, apocalyptic shows and stuff like that. She seems like she's laid back. So here's my plan, O'Shea. Go ahead and get her ice cream. I'm going to get my ice cream. And then what we're going to do is we're going to sit down and have ice cream together. And then by the time we get done, I'm going to ask her what kind of ice cream she has. And I'm going to ask her, and I get a little taste of it. So I'm going to get a little one of those little small-ass spoons to get a taste of it. And then, O'Shea, I'm going to ask her, well, does it taste that good on her lips? And I might go for a kiss. I don't know if she's going to do it. Now, I'm going to say all this shit in front of you, Simone, but I'm having fun. I'm having a good time. But, Simone, what are you thinking about this so-called player and a half confidence? What are you thinking now, Simone?
I mean, I think it's cute. I would just dial it down just a little bit. Just a little bit.
But she thinks I'm a player. She knows I have confidence. Now, Simone, when we sit down, what do you think we're going to talk about when we sit down? Now, we're sitting down, Simone. You just got your ice cream. I have my ice cream. What's the first thing that's coming out of your mouth, Simone?
Hopefully we just start talking, you know, just having a regular conversation, start conversing about interests, you know, what you like to do or, you know, things like that. If the conversation goes a little bit smoother and you're not spitting, like, any more game, then I think it would be perfect. But, like, the game would have to be out, you know.
Bro, wait a second. I'm being – wait, Simone. I'm just – hold on, O'Shea. I got a bone to pick with Simone. You're taking me as game. I'm just being honest with you. I'm telling you, look, the reason why I came over here is, yes, you attracted me, right? And this is what my intentions are. Yes, I want to take you out. But, yes, I want to get to know you on an intimate level. I didn't say sex. I said an intimate level.
Right.
I didn't say nothing about sex. I just want to let you know I don't want to be your gay best friend. I don't want to be the other guy. But the beautiful thing is that you know I got options, right? You know that, don't you?
Right. I can tell. Definitely.
Most guys you meet that are scared, you can tell they don't have options, right?
Yeah. You can usually smell the desperation.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, now you see that 615? She automatically thought I was a player because of my confidence. I just believe in me. And guess what, Simone? If you would have told me no, I would have given you one more chance. You would have told me no twice. I'd say, have a nice day. That's it. And I would charge it to the game. I wouldn't get mad, and I wouldn't blame you. But once I find out you're an apocalyptic chick that loves sci-fi, oh, man, it's on then. Oh, I'm going to make you laugh, smile, blush, and giggle while we're having our ice cream. And, Simone, I'm going to tell you how cute you are as well.
Yeah, and I think ice cream, somebody in the chat said ice cream is whack or that's for a budget, but I think that's a cute date. It's something different. It's outside of the box. There's nothing wrong with going for ice cream on a first date.
Simone, let me help the motherfucker that don't understand about the ice cream, you dumb motherfucker. Take notes. Let me guide this dumb motherfucker that don't understand about ice cream. The reason, you dumb motherfucker, why I want to do ice cream is like I was telling Simone when I gave her the playbook. See, you motherfuckers don't know how to be smooth. See, while her and I are enjoying our ice cream together, you dumb motherfucker, that's when, hey, you know what? Wait, Simone, what's your favorite ice cream? What's your favorite ice cream?
Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream, okay. What if I'm not eating cookies and cream? Simone, not to you, Simone, I want to use you in this scenario. But what I tell guys in this scenario, if she likes cookies and cream and you ain't eating it, well, can I have a little sample of that cookies and cream? I'll get a little spoon, and I will sample it. And then, you dumb motherfucker, if you smooth enough, you can ask for a tamp. Hey, listen, it tastes that good. Well, how does the ice cream taste off of your lips? and lean in for the kiss. And she didn't have to kiss me, but I'm setting that shit up, you dumb motherfucker, because I want to know what tastes better, the ice cream on this little spoon or the ice cream on her motherfucking lips, you dumb motherfucker. You think I want to go for ice cream with shits and giggles? There's a fucking method to the madness. But none of you square-ass motherfuckers, you want to stay across from the woman. I want her to come close to me. And you know what? I will know by the vibe that her and I have that is going to tell me if I can do that based on the conversations we have, goddammit. But 619, they don't understand how shit goes. They can't. They think ice cream is just like, oh, man, that's stupid. But you know what, 619? Same stupid motherfucker that said that is a motherfucker that's going to spend $100, $200 on a dinner, and a fucking woman's going to say, thank you very much, you dumb motherfucker.
Yeah. And then you'll really be mad.
Yes, O'Shea.
Then you'll really be upset.
Then you'll really be mad.
What's his area code? Let's bring the birthday boy. I guess I got an anonymous and 443. I don't know which one he is. Which one is he? Anonymous or the 443 guy? I don't know. Wait for a long time. I didn't know if he was joking. All right, 111, did you have a question, sir? All right, well, okay, I'll put you back in, dog. You got to be ready to go. We call you. 443, did you have a question, sir?
Yes, please, it's me again. Can I talk to her, please? I want to show you how I would approach it, please.
Oh, well, she, okay, let me see if we get her back on. Okay, I'll tell her to call back in. All right, well, we'll see if we can get her back in. And as soon as she comes in, I'll bring you back in 443. Let me grab this other call, okay? But as soon as she comes in.
Okay, go ahead.
I got you. Respect, brother. Okay, move it. Okay, 111, did you have a question, sir? You've been on for like 40-something minutes. What's up? Hello, going once. No, I want to hang up on you. Can you say something, please? 5, 4, 3. Why are you, man, I hate to hang up on you, dog. You've been waiting for so long. Damn, dog. He just won't speak. 619, you there? You call one in one more time. Somebody wants to talk to you, sir. You got a MGTOW wants to talk to you. So please call in, sir. Ma'am, please call in. I'm sorry. 513. What's up, big dog? 513. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, it's me again, Steve. Question. Real quick, I want your thoughts on this because my uncle told me something about this the other day. He told me, he said, from now on, when you're dealing with women out here and like exchange, when it comes to exchanging contact info, he said, buy a burner and get a pager. Now, check this out. What he said is this. Use the pager number to give her, if it's your actual, like, iPhone or Android, you know, everyday shit. Then when she hits that pager up, like, 15 minutes later, call her from the burner and, you know, conversate, whatever, do what you do. And then you dictate the plans of, like, you know, her, you taking her out and whatnot. And then once you lay down what the itinerary is, basically, hang up before she can even like respond to what you're saying. Y'all gonna get into it.
No,
so that was
why? No.
Great plan.
Okay. All right. 513. What was the thing
yeah.
that 619 said when I was talking to her? What was she thinking? What did I tell
you? He was a player. That he was a player.
Right. Remember this rule of the game. If you don't remember anything, if a woman doesn't recognize you as a player or a ladies' man in your first interaction with her, then you got to go down the pathway of begging and bartering for pussy. You got to go down that pathway. So if you're begging and bartering, why would you go through all the trouble of getting burners and phones and all that shit when she hasn't even qualified herself for you to do that? So you're spending money on shit for somebody you don't even know nothing about, my brother. Why would you do that?
Feel you.
Yeah, man, listen, look. Don't complicate it. Remember, look, this is all I keep trying to tell y'all guys. Y'all guys are like Benjamin. Have you ever seen the Curse of Benjamin Button? Have you ever seen that shit?
Yeah, where the old nigga grows younger or something like that?
Yeah, right. It's like y'all a bunch of Benjamin Buttons, dog. You know what was crazy? When you were little kids in the first, second, and third grade, you motherfucker comprehended shit. You asked good questions. And you followed the fucking playbook. And you didn't have any fear. You didn't have any anxiety. You did what the fuck you wanted to do. When you had to draw, you drew. The teacher taught you something, and you just followed the shit, right? But for some reason, y'all are grown-ass men with no fucking kind of common sense. It's like all that shit went away when you were a kid. When you were a kid, you just follow direction. You learn how to you learn.
Can I ask you something? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Real quick, cause like nowadays more than ever, like you know, I've heard you do live streams on this. Guys who automatically think their face like disqualifies them. Guys who think they're ugly, so they can't talk to a woman or some shit like that. Or
right. Yes. Yes, and let me tell you why.
I just want to hear more of your thoughts on that side of the game.
Because women don't think like us, man. Listen, I'm going to say this shit again, and I'm going to say this shit in fucking Klingon. Meaning, look, you motherfucking grass-eating lions have to stop thinking women think like us. They don't. If you can connect with a woman, and I did this last night, on an emotional level where you open up that box and the drug is called M-A-N, That's the drug. That means she can take it in mushroom form. She can take it with a peel on her tongue. She can chop it up, roll it up on some paper and light it up. She can put it in a glass vase and light it up. She can water it down, use a syringe, and shoot it in her fucking arm. Or snort it with her nose. When a woman realizes,
damn,
like 619 just showed you, what did she say? He has a lot of confidence. He's a player. He's a ladies' man.
Is he still alive?
Why? No, we hope this should come back on, but here's the thing. Women don't run into motherfuckers like that all the time. They don't. They run into you guys. How was your day? Where you live at, girl? Where you stay? That's why they ain't fucking with you guys. Because you don't
okay,
have no
Steve,
options.
Can I tell you about a situation real quick?
Sure, absolutely.
Real quick, if we got time.
Hey, what's up?
I wasn't always the most confident kid growing up because, like, I went through a lot of projected colorism shit, and I let that affect my mental. But growing up, I always had a thing for just naturally attracting lighter skinned women. And this is not me comparing the two at all. I'm just saying, like, check this out. I got a homeboy, right? I was always friends with this dude. You know what I'm saying? During my high school years, he was a senior, I was a freshman. He had one of the finest light skinned girls in the school, right? And the thing is, I was on the team too. And I would hang out with the seniors eventually. I was just cool, that cool kid to be around, neutral, you know what I mean? But I noticed that whenever he wasn't around, his girl had a thing for, like, you know, really pressing up on me. And, you know, and this nigga was your stereotypical Morris Chestnut, you know, Ricky Crenshaw, class of 89, 100 rushing yards type nigga. She always had a thing for, like, just, I don't know, flirting with a nigga, like, on some real suspect shit of I want to sleep with you even though I'm fucking this select nigga. You know what I mean? The thing is, she went on a family vacation for 2 weeks. Now, during this 2 weeks, you know, he without her and shit, so he complained to me about her, like, I miss my girl and shit. Check this out. For a week straight, I shit you not, damn near at 2 a.m., she would call me randomly from Florida with her family, like, she would randomly call me up, just ask me what I'm doing, and I'm sleeping. I'm slumped as hell. So it's like, and I still had no mouthpiece game back then, but I just want your thoughts on all that.
The thought on that is this simple, man. When a woman realizes you have nothing to offer her, and this is why I always tell you guys out there, I don't care. You can date her. You can take her out to dinner. Hell, you can make her your girl. You can move her in, you can put a ring on her finger, and you can marry her. But if you ain't a motherfucking man, you better hope that she don't run into one.
Hey, for all you niggas in the chat calling me Simps, I like to see you call in because I'm just asking advice. And you niggas wouldn't say this to me in my face. I know that for a fact. But go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry, man.
Listen. This is what you got to understand about life, dog. And this is a life lesson for you, okay? Allow people to say what they want to say about you, brother. It's none of your fucking business. Don't make it your business. You can't get mad or dictate what another man thinks about you. When you start to believe the stories that he's telling you about you, that he's telling you about you, and you start believing that shit, then you playing by his narrative, right? Let him hate you. Let him talk shit about you. Let him be envious of you. It doesn't matter. It's none of your motherfucking business. Like me or hate me, it's none of my business how you feel. I'm not here to stop you to tell you how you feel. So listen, as soon as you give them power or recognize they calling you shit, then you bother by the shit. Come on, dog. That's the same thing with a woman. Same motherfucker that's worried about the next man is worried about what a woman thinks, my brother. Can't do that shit. Can't do that. That's the thing that makes a man a man. Like, I always go back to a lion. You never see a lion worry about the other fucking lions and shit when he hunting, does he? Right?
Nah, not at all. That nigga, he go drag that motherfucking veil by his neck back to the pride.
Right, but also 513, what did I tell you about the Benjamin Button? Think about when you were a little kid, right? And your teacher in the second or third grade gave you a piece of paper, a crayon, or a marker to draw on, right? Did you think about what the next kid was thinking about when you were drawing, or were you focused on what the fuck you had to get done? See what I'm saying?
Nah, I was staying in between the lines. Nah.
You say, well, that's what I'm saying. Stay between the lines, my brother. O'Shea? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry to throw you a problem with it. Yeah. Yeah, man, I had a lane of motherfuckers. Yeah, hell yeah. Stretch that shit in. Right. Well, all right. Why you gotta call me bro? Yeah. Right. Hallelujah. Well, I just love. Jay Brown. And yeah, I just want to say thank you, O'Shea. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you giving me the platform, man. It's, yeah, I really do appreciate what you're doing, man. Up the likes and support O'Shea's movement. And I do want to say, whether you love me or hate me, it's none of my business, but I appreciate you all for coming in and listening to this show. And if anybody wants to check out receipts, hey, go to themanmindset.com. When you get there, you got the receipts on the first page. If you want to learn, that's what I'm here for. Go to themanmindset.com. Send me an email, send me a number, and I will call you, and we will talk, and I will set something up for you. We got live shows, just like O'Shea. Not as big as O'Shea, but it's big, but not as big. They can't touch O'Shea, Duke Jackson shit. But we're a little small community, but I just want y'all to be great men. But O'Shea, again, man, I appreciate you, and thank you a million, brother.